With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, where we dive deep into the trenches of life, learn from history's greatest minds, and come out stronger on the other side. Today, we're tackling something super powerful, something that can literally change your world: emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're just reacting to emotions instead of truly understanding them? You know that feeling when a simple comment throws you off balance or you find yourself spiraling into a negative thought loop? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower. It's a skill set, something you can develop and hone like any other. Think of it as your inner GPS, guiding you through the emotional landscape with clarity and grace. So, what does unlocking emotional intelligence actually look like? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your life. Firstly, self-awareness is your foundation. It's about understanding your own emotions, triggers, strengths, and weaknesses. Like, what makes you tick? What sets you off? When do you feel most energized, and when do you feel drained? Think of it like taking a deep dive into your emotional ocean, exploring the depths and recognizing the currents that shape your journey. It's about being honest with yourself, no sugarcoating. Next up, self-regulation is key. This means managing your emotions in a healthy way. You know those moments when you feel your blood boiling or anxiety starts creeping in? Self-regulation is about finding techniques to calm the storm and navigate those tricky waters. It's about choosing your response instead of just reacting instinctively. Picture it like this: you're the captain of your ship, navigating through rough seas. You have the tools, breathwork, mindfulness, positive self-talk, to keep your vessel steady and on course. Now, let's talk empathy. This is about stepping outside yourself and genuinely understanding other people's perspectives and feelings. It's like putting on a different pair of shoes and walking in someone else's world for a while. Imagine having conversations where you truly listen and seek to understand, rather than just waiting for your turn to speak. It builds stronger connections and fosters genuine compassion. Next up, social skills. This is about building healthy relationships and communicating effectively. Think about active listening, clear expression, conflict resolution, all those essential ingredients for navigating the social world with ease and grace. And finally, motivation. This is about setting goals, staying focused, and pushing yourself forward even when things get tough. Emotional intelligence fuels your drive and helps you stay resilient in the face of challenges. Think of it like this: you have a clear vision of where you want to go, and your emotional intelligence acts as the compass guiding you towards your destination. Okay, now let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're at work, and your colleague comes storming in, clearly frustrated about a project delay. Your first instinct might be to get defensive or shut down. But what if you tapped into your emotional intelligence? You could take a deep breath, listen attentively to their concerns, acknowledge their feelings without judgment, and offer support and solutions. See the difference? Emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice. It's about understanding yourself, managing your emotions effectively, connecting with others authentically, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. And remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, keep practicing, and celebrate the progress you make along the way. This week's challenge is simple. Identify one area of your emotional intelligence that you want to focus on improving. Take a few minutes each day to practice self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, or motivation. You can even share your journey with me on social media using hashtag BuildYourStoicCore. Remember, every small step counts towards unlocking your full potential. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you've got this. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.